Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. When it comes to nitrogen strategies for winter wheat, farmers generally have two options. Apply most of the nitrogen at planting, or split the application, adding more when the crop begins growing again in spring. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter says the goal is always timing the nitrogen to when the plant can best use it.
A lot of folks go out with a starter, which is smart on the physiological and tiller side of things, but in the event that you're looking to split apply it, start to kind of closely manage the life cycle of your wheat and make sure that you get the timing of that just right.
In South Dakota, most nitrogen uptake happens from March through May. Early spring applications encourage strong plant growth, while later applications focus on grain fill and boosting protein levels. Winter says the proper nitrogen rate depends on cropping history and should always be backed by a soil test.
The organic pool of nitrogen and that organic matter that's present in the soil, especially for a lot of no-till farmers, is also going to be a boost for them in terms of nutrient nitrogen acquisition throughout the year. So soil tests are going to be a big part of it, but also understanding your cropping history and the amount of organic material that you have out in the field is going to play a role in that as well.
He adds that applying liquid UAN nitrogen with a stream bar just before a rainfall helps mitigate leaf burn and improves root absorption. Winter encourages wheat farmers to run the numbers before applying nitrogen after jointing to better determine potential return on investment.
There's enough of a difference there, and maybe a percentage or a percentage and a half of a protein increase in the event that a protein market is significant.
Visit the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.